This meditation is based on the baptism of Jesus, Matthew chapter 3, verses 13 through 17. Then Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. John tried to prevent him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and yet you are coming to me?" Jesus said to him in reply, "Allow it now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." Then he allowed him. After Jesus was baptized, he came up from the water, and behold, the heavens were open for him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming upon him. And a voice came from the heavens saying, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." When you were baptized, you were baptized into Christ. At that very moment, you became Christ for the world today. And so, though you may not remember your baptism, in a very significant way, you are united with Jesus in his baptism. So in this meditation, imagine that you are Christ. The reality is that in baptism, you are Christ. Imagine yourself coming from Galilee, and you are Jesus, and you go to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. And John tries to prevent you, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and yet you are coming to me." Try to imagine yourself there in Galilee at the River Jordan. Use your senses to imagine what it must have been like to be in that place. Try to hear the sound of the river, of the waters flowing, rushing. And you see John the Baptist. He's in the middle of the river, and he's baptizing people, taking them and plunging them into the water. As you watch each person be baptized, you see the look on their face. As they're about to go down under the water, there is uncertainty. They begin to hold their breath, and there's a rush of water, and they disappear for a moment. And as they're brought back up, you can see in their faces, as they take a deep breath in, there's new life. And you walk up to the water, realizing your identity in Christ. And you look to John, and though he tries to prevent you, you say to him, "Allow it now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." Then he allowed it. Imagine yourself being baptized by John. As you step into the river, feel the cold water touch your feet. And as you go deeper and deeper, and then as it rises up to your knees and your legs, John reaches out his hand to you, and you take his hand, and he walks you out to where he is, and he looks to see if you're ready. Are you ready to be baptized? And you look back at John, and you give him a nod, and he sees in your eyes that you are indeed ready. And John places one hand behind your back and the other on your head, and slowly he immerses you into the water. And as you plunge into the cold River Jordan, and close your eyes, you hear the sound of the water. You feel the water rush by your skin. You hold your breath. And you wait until John brings you back up. And as you're brought out of the water, you take a deep breath in, and you open your eyes, and you look and see the heavens are opened, the sky The clouds part and the sky, the bright sun bursts through. And out of this light coming down towards you appears the Holy Spirit like a dove. And it keeps coming towards you until finally the Spirit comes upon you. And as you stand up straight, you hold open your arms and you hear the voice of the Father from heaven saying, "This is my beloved son," or "This is my beloved daughter, with whom I am well pleased." Let that sink into you. God the Father, breaking through heaven, sending down his Holy Spirit upon you and saying these words, booming these words enter into the deepest part of your heart and your soul. "This is my beloved son. This is my beloved daughter, with whom I am well pleased." At this moment, as God looks at you, he sees his son, Jesus. You are Christ in baptism. And from the time that you were baptized, God has looked upon you with this great love. You are his beloved son. You are his beloved daughter. And with you, he is well pleased. And as you stand there in the bright beaming sun and the Holy Spirit is upon you and the water begins to trickle off your body, just allow yourself to feel that experience of being surrounded by the presence of the Holy Spirit as it comes upon you. Allow yourself to look up into the sky through the piercing sun and the clouds, and allow the voice of the Father, hear his voice. Hear it in your ears, in your heart, in your soul. Hear his voice say to you, "You are my beloved son. You are my beloved daughter, in whom I am well pleased." Spend a few moments now imagining standing there in the river with your arms open, with your head looking up, with the Holy Spirit upon you, with God the Father speaking to you, and realizing your identity, that in baptism you are Christ. You are his beloved one in whom he is well pleased. Take a moment now to journal about this experience. What was it like to be Christ in the scene? What was it like to imagine that you were Jesus? What was it like to accept this reality that in baptism you are Christ in the world today? What was it like to hear the voice of the Father? Did that have any effect on you? What was it like to see John and have him immerse you into the water? When you came up, did you feel new life? Did you feel like you were born again? Did you experience a glimpse of your identity in God, how God sees you? Take a moment to write this down. You are my beloved son. You are my beloved daughter, with whom I am well pleased.